Lansing Lugnuts baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome into Jackson Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Adam Jackson by my side. Nate Miller also on hand for the finale of a three-game series. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons. The first game of the series, the Loons won. Yesterday, though, was up for anyone's taking. Past the 10th, past the 11th, out of the 12th inning where the Loons scored four runs against Jason Sanchez and went on to defeat the Lugnuts 6-2. It was only the Lugnuts' second 12-inning game since 2019. The first one, well, that had been at Great Lakes and the Lugnuts had won it. Adam, the Lugnuts are going to need a win here today to avoid a series sweep. How do they get that?
Well, where is the offense, Jesse? That's what I would like to know. And you give credit to the Loons and the way they pitched it, but you wonder what's going on with the Nuts offense. They are struggling right now. I mean, you're looking up, and you're going to give the starting lineups here soon, but the top few guys in the order, one, two hits so far. There's got to be more production from Angeles, from Simpson, from Mann. Cameron Masterman is back in there today. They got to get some timely swings. They're not getting many hits. They're not getting many extra base hits. We haven't had any home runs, and I know it's only been a couple of days, but this has been one of the best offenses in the league all season. That has to come back in play today if they're going to win.
We might not have seen offense yesterday from the Lugnuts. We did see a terrific defensive play from Ryan Lasko. What are your thoughts one day later?
Number 7 on SportsCenter Top 10 tells me it's pretty darn good.
How about that?
That was awesome. I mean, listen, we've talked so much again about the great catches we've seen, but it's even more of a great catch knowing that it was only his second day in center field here in a very tricky place to play the outfield defense. And him being able to literally scale and hang on the wall, I mean, it looked like it was Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight. He looked like Spider-Man climbing the padded walls out there, hanging in the air, making the catch. It was tremendous.
Just amazing. Well, that does bring us to the starting lineups. And here we go. Let's begin with the Great Lakes Loons, who come in at 10-12 in the second half and 44-44 for the year. Leading off today, it's the DH, Josue De Paula. Batting second, the catcher, Thyron Lorenzo. Batting third, the shortstop, Noah Miller. Left fielder, Chris Newell, bats fourth. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Kyle Nevin. Hitting sixth at second base, Sam Mangeli. Right fielder, Luis Rodriguez, hits seventh. Third baseman, Nick Bittison, bats eighth. And batting ninth, the center fielder, Jake Vogel, to support the right-hander, Peter Hubeck. On the other side for the Lugnuts, Johnny Butler leads off in left field. Batting second, the center fielder, Ryan Lasko. Hitting third, shortstop, Aribiel Anales. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Will Simpson. Luke Mann at third base hits fifth. Batting sixth, Casey Yamauchi, the second baseman. Hitting seventh, it's the DH, Cameron Masterman. Batting eighth, switch hitting catcher, Cole Kahn. Then right fielder, Danny Bautista Jr. bats ninth, rounding off the order, supporting the right-hander, Jacob Waters. Adam, who are your spotlight hitters for each of these teams?
Well, I'm going to go first with the Lugnuts. I want to see Aribiel Anjeles. He's 1-for-9 in this series, Jesse. He's got to have a much better bat today. Then on the other side, Noah Miller has yet to have a hit. He's back in the three spot. He's played great defense. See if he can get it going today for the Loons in the three hole.
Let's go down to the field for today's national anthem.
Now joining the America with the playing national anthem.
All right, we're ready for baseball at Jackson Field, the series finale. Mini three-game set here at the minor league level with the Lugnuts and the Loons. Great Lakes has already won the series. They won Friday 4-2. Yesterday, they won in extra innings 6-2. We'll see if the Lansing Lugnuts can score more than two runs today. The Nuts coming in 10-13 in the second half, 42-46 overall. The Loons, 10-12, 44-44 overall, back to the 500 mark. They're in the away grace today. Great Lakes arced across their chest in old block red lettering. And the Nuts, for a second straight day, pay tribute to the 50th anniversary of the 1974 Oakland Athletic World Series Championship team, a third straight World Series championship at that time, 72, 73, and 74. So Jacob Waters and the crew out there with the green caps, Lansing in script in white across the top of it, and then those gold brims. Then the green unis with the gold writing and lettering, Lugnut logo on the left chest, those coveted two gold stripes at the end of the sleeve, and then the white pants. That is their look. Jesse is much more modern here with just a gray top. He's got some tan shorts, and he is ready to go. With the call of the game, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Down to the field real quick. Now we're ready, Adam. Let's wait to Paula. Darren Lorenzo, Noah Miller coming up. Our umpires. Behind the plate, it's Tyler Hovick. On the bases, Garrett Nelson. Let me ask you, what are the keys to success for today's Lugnut starter, Jacob Waters?
Well, it's always fight in the zone, Jesse. Can he come out and throw strikes? Can he do it at a consistent rate? When he does, he has got some great stuff. The other thing he does, keep the ball down low, right? You keep the Loons in the yard, there's usually a chance you're going to win that game. Like yesterday, Lansing had a chance. They blew the lead, though, on the top of the ninth. Got to keep them in the park, and he's got to keep those pitches in the zone and go right after these Great Lake Loon hitters.
I think we've gotten to the point where the Loons know Waters. Waters knows the Loons. April 13th, May the 7th, May the 12th. He's faced them already this year after facing them last year. And here we go. Waters coming off seven strikeouts, allowing just two runs in five innings and a win last time out at Lake County. Let's begin the ball game. The first offering to Josue Dapala, grounded right of the mound. Shortstep Anale sprawling over, fires to first, one hop pick too late. It's an infield single. We're officially underway at 1:05 p.m. DePaula the knock. Hey, Rebiel Anales did everything he could.
I was about to say, I'm impressed that that play was that close. I didn't think there was any chance that that ball was going to be able to be thrown over to first base, and he nearly got it.
DePaula 3-for-4 in stolen bases through his first 12 games here in High A. Held on by Will Simpson, second baseman Casey Yamauchi, at shortstop Avery Bielanales, and at third Luke Mann, and the catcher Cole Kahn. Johnny Butler in left, Ryan Lasko in center, Danny Batista Jr. in right. Thyron Lorenzo swings the first pitch, chops to second. Yamauchi plays, over to second one, Anales to first, double play, 4-6-3, two pitches, two outs.
Well, that'll work.
Yeah. Do you think Noah Miller is swinging first pitch?
Well, this is always a question, and the answer, Jesse, is always absolutely not.
Switch hitter batting left. Couple of clouds up there hanging above. First offering, he takes a called strike. The thing I love too, Adam, is two batters, two balls put in play, two weak grounders, and you love seeing that against Waters. That's when he's going great. Fires the 0-1 to Miller. Strike two called on the outside corner. Off speed. Noah Miller comes in hitting 258. That does not tell the whole story. His defense has been sensational. It was 0-for-5 yesterday. Two outs, nobody on, no score. The pitch, a ground ball, foul up the right side. There's another one. These Loons batters just battering the baseball right into the dirt. Lugnuts and the Loons have six more meetings this year coming up in August in Midland, Michigan. Hour and a half to the north, slightly to the east. The pitch, a ground ball weakly hit down to first. Simpson bends over to backhand and then right to his face for the final out. good start. Jacob Waters facing the minimum. Let's go to the bottom of the first. Learns nothing. Lugnuts coming up against Peter Hubeck.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Peter Hubeck for the Great Lakes Loons as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Loons did not score on the top half against Jacob Waters. And the Lugnuts are bringing up in the bottom half now, Butler, Lasko, and Anales. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Adam, you've seen Peter Hubeck before. What do we have to expect?
Well, I would say for him, I mean, he's a guy that the Lugnuts, they got to find a way to get going against him, because he showed some good moments this year against the Lugnuts twice.
Righty to lefty, Johnny Butler fouls back the first pitch, strike one. Everybody swinging early.
Well, everybody wants to get to that off day, right?
Clearly. Come back from the All-Star break, play 3 days, get some rest. 0-1. Outside. Yesterday, though, they couldn't be stopped. They just wanted to play baseball all night.
They did? Oh, and 2-hour game? I don't think so.
3-hour game. It was a 1-1. With the leg kick and the pitch. Head in the air, but foul off the left side. 1-2. The Loons defense, Newell's in left, Vogel in center, Rodriguez in right. Bettison at third, Miller at short, Mangelli at second, Nevin at first, the catcher Lorenzo. We have loved watching the defense of Miller at short and Mangelli at second. A 1-2 is on its way to Butler. Down and away. Okay, that was the royal we. I have loved watching Noah Miller play short and Sam Mangelli playing second. What do you think?
I second that, Your Majesty.
They're good. Miller's up the middle. There's the pitch. And Butler takes a ball down and away. The count is full. Noah Miller is flirting with breaking the shift rule. You cannot have three infielders on one side. He's behind second, but he is a couple of steps to the right. Third baseman Bettison to the shortstop hole. Payoff pitch. Butler fouls it back. I do like this time of year where everybody has seen one another enough that there aren't the surprises. The scouting reports are out, and now it's really who can execute. How does Hubeck do it executing? How does Butler do it countering? No score. Payoff. Breaking ball inside. Ball four to open up the home first inning. Johnny Butler was on 3 times yesterday with a base hit and 2 walks. Scored both of the Lugnuts runs. And he's back on here today. On the batter, Ryan Lasko, righty versus righty. No score, nobody out. Butler runs. The pitch is high. Lorenzo's though down. Mangelli swipes down the tag. Not in time. Butler steals second, hands first. 2 steals yesterday. Today he collects his 16th immediately.
4 steals for him in all in this series. It's only been 3 games. My goodness, Johnny Butler.
The man is in a rush, as you said. And scoring position. Lead off walk into a double. Ball one offering to Lasko. Down and in, ball two. So I think that you put the spotlight on the key thing right from the very top of the broadcast, and that is the Lugnuts offense. Can these bats wake up? Ball two offering to Lasko. Lansing looking for the lead. Fouled straight back.
Still, they get people behind home plate there. Look out. Don't worry. There's a net there.
I mean, I'm a flincher.
Yep.
But one of the reasons for that is when I first joined the Midwest League, I've told you the story in South Bend. Foul ball came back to the net, went through the net back into the crowd. Lasko hits a fly ball out to left field. Shallow. Chris Newell digs in. Newell dives, and he makes the catch. Oh, Chris Newell staggered a bit as he made his way to his feet. Back to second base, Butler. The 6'3", 215-pounder. Rushing in and down the line, laying out with a full frame and takes away the base hit from Lasko. So great defense immediately. We didn't have to wait long here today. Now the number three hitter, Aribiel Angeles. No score in the first inning. Time granted to Hubeck. Open stance for Angeles, knees bent. The pitch. Hooked him high. Ball one. Loon's dugout checked in with the home plate umpire Hovick. Still checking in. That's the manager, Jair Fernandez. Hubeck looks back. Lifts the leg and offers. Fly ball left field. This should be easier for Newell if it gets there. Shortstop Miller goes out. Called off. There's Newell. Makes the catch. Two outs. Had to shield his eyes. It is bright up there.
Well, in fact, it is Sunday.
You know, taking the day off tomorrow. It's moon day tomorrow.
Take the day off tomorrow, man.
All right, here's the cleanup hitter, Will Simpson. And he takes ball one inside. Stick this in your back pocket. Nick Bertoia's pick for a home run hitter today. Leadoff walk Butler, stole second immediately. He's still at second, two outs, no score. Righty to righty. Simpson hits a high fly in the infield. In a foul ground, the third baseman, Bittison. Toward the Jacksonfield logo, makes the catch, and that'll do it for the Lugnuts. Butler stranded at second. We're going to the second inning. No score, Lugs and Loons in the finale.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, Adam just ruined my day. We're going to the second inning. There's no score, Lugnuts and Loons. Jacob Wilson to the injured list, huh?
Gosh, I've been here for 3 hours. I can't believe it took me this long.
I can. Adam makes my day.
Only 10 days, Jesse. Only 10 days. Only I think that's all right.
Get well soon, Jake. Jacob Waters, the right-hander on the hill for the Lugnuts against 4-5-6, Newell Nevin Mongelli. Right at a lefty. Chris Newell swings and misses the first pitch, strike one. These loons are up there swinging from their heels. Right in the first inning, it went infield single, double play ball, ground out. Waters has thrown all strikes so far. ER1, swing and a miss, strike two. He's still throwing all strikes.
I can get used to this. This is great stuff. So find the zone, but I didn't think he was going to go every pitch in the zone.
Time granted to Newell. Waters, the fourth rounder, 2 years ago, out of West Virginia. He was the first pitcher drafted by the A's in the 2022 draft. That's the leg, 0-2. Fastball up and away. Well, there goes that.
Come on! One ball?
I'll see you Tuesday.
Who does this guy think he is? Get him a water.
One ball, two strike pitch from Waters. A ground ball hopping down toward first, grabbed by Simpson, calls his own number to the bag unassisted. And there's out number one. There's the story, old school baseball, of a manager who would fine his pitchers if they didn't put the 0-2 pitch somewhere outside the zone. He was sick and tired of seeing his pitchers on an 0-2 pitch get barreled. And there was a pitcher on the 0-2 who tried to miss, and the umpire called strike three. And the pitcher ran to home plate and argued with the umpire because he knew that he was going to be fined.
And man, he did his best.
That's right. Waters to Kyle Nevin. Ball one, too low. Curveball.
I know he gave up the base hit in the first at bat of the game, but really, to me, the perfect game ended when he just threw that first ball.
And here's a second. No score. Righty, righty. The pitch to Nevin. Fly ball left field to his left. Johnny Butler, he's there. He's got it. Two outs. Two-pitch at bat.
Seriously, though, what a start for Jacob. This is awesome. He's pounded the zone. He's going right after the loon hitters. And while it takes Lansing probably some time here to get their offense going as they try and really find the swing of things again, Jacob Waters can help him out by keeping zeros up on the board against a dangerous offense.
Here's Sam Mongelli, homered a couple of days ago in the series opener, heading 232. Righty to righty. Bowled back, strike one. Fastball. It really does keep everybody on defense sharp. You're in the zone. The loons are swinging. Waters is hitting the zone. You're involved. Two outs, nobody on. And 0-1 from the Mountaineer. And that's right in there. Called strike across the outside corner. Mongelli out of Sacred Heart. 10th round selection last year. Tremendous defense. Great speed. Has power. 0-2. Line drive and a left field base hit. Drop the barrel down on the curve. Butler gets it in. Mongelli has the two-out single.
Well, that's exactly where you want it for Jacob Waters. He put that curve right at the bottom of the zone. Just a better job by Mongelli going down to get it.
Are you jelly?
I'm gelling.
Here comes Luis Rodriguez for his first plate appearance in the series. Game number 39, hitting 200. Right-hander against right-hander, no score. The pitch. Fastball rides up and out. Ball one. Think that the loons wanted a balk there on Waters. Jake has the sign, brings it. Foul tipped, strike one. Fastball right by him. Active third base coach and manager Jair Fernandez marching down the line. The signals across to Mongelli. 16 steals, twice caught. Teams have loved to run on Waters this year. Brings it outside. Mongelli back to first base. Entering play today, 16 runners have tried, 13 successful, 3 caught. We know, though, the catcher is Cole Kahn, and you don't run on the con man. Two balls and a strike, hitters count for Rodriguez. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. How about that off speed?
Filth. Absolute filth. That's beautiful, the way that that's running from left to right, across the zone.
Rodriguez's only home run was hit against the Lugnuts. Had a great series here. Won Midwest League Player of the Week. Throw over to first base. Mongelli's back in safely. I think that was really where Rodriguez's season has peaked. He struggled. Out of Quibor, Venezuela. His signed as an international free agent 4 years ago. He's only 21. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Majelli runs. The pitch bounced foul at home. Double hit. Righty hit that ball, came off the ground. As the bat flowed through, came right back and hit the bat again. Here's the Great Lakes look, the road gray uniforms. The gray shirt does not match the gray pants. We have different shades of gray.
Only two different shades, though, right?
That's two. Just two.
48 short.
Red Sox pulled up to the knees. With the Lugnuts wearing the A's, green and gold again on A's weekend. Waters throws. Outside. Ball three. Yank the fastball. Nick Bettison is on deck. First baseman Simpson now plays behind Majelli, who will be off in motion with his 3-2. There goes Majelli. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Down and away. Waters strikes out Rodriguez. Side retired. First strikeout for Jake. Scoreless, we move to the bottom of the second inning from Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We open up the bottom of the second inning. Luke Mann batting left against Peter Hubeck. No score. Hubeck throws. And there's a high pop-up foul ground behind home plate. Tyrone Lorenzo, the catcher, waits, squeezes. One gone. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa and knowledgeable Nate Miller in his zone. Casey Yamauchi now. Against Hubeck, a leadoff walk in the first inning. And then it's gone fly out, foul out, foul out. He kicks and throws. Down and away, ball one. Casey Yamauchi. Hitting 262 so far with the Lugnuts through 24 games since getting called up from Stockton. A ball one offering on its way. Fastball runs inside. 2-0. Yamauchi, a contact hitter. 6 walks, 5 strikeouts. Ball 2 pitch. Up and in and hit him. And Yamauchi is awarded first base. Only the second time that he's been hit by a pitch. And for Peter Hubeck, just the 4th batter that he has struck. 1 out, base runner for the Lugnuts. Now, Yamauchi has more walks than he has strikeouts, and he has more stolen bases than he has walks. He is 7 for 7 in steals with the Nuts. And Johnny Butler just stole second base against Hubeck. And the first inning, here's Cameron Masterman, no score. Runner at first, one gone. Home second inning. Righty to righty, there goes Yamauchi. Pitches down low, throw in, skips off the mound, and then late to Mongelli covering. And Yamauchi is 8 for 8 and steals. Went in head first. What a dangerous throw by Tharon Lorenzo. You as the catcher, you need to get that ball over the mound. And he didn't. That's where if you're Peter Hubeck, it's duck and cover. So Yamauchi's in scoring position. One ball and no strikes on Cameron Masterman. Pitch on its way. Fastball for a called strike in the outer third. Can Masterman deliver the run? It takes the ball up and away. Don't worry about that last pitch. But maybe this next one. Two balls and a strike on a player who, in the opener, delivered a two-run double for the Lugnuts' only offense. They lost 4-2. Hitters pitch 2-1. Pickoff though instead, Mongelli comes in. The tag applied too late on Yamauchi by the second baseman. Well, great speed and scoring position for the Lugnuts. And a hitter's count for Masterman. Yamauchi's dancing. Hubeck deals. Swing and a foul tip. Strike two.
That was a pitch right there.
Yeah.
And 92, inner third, exactly where Masterman would want it. Just swung through it.
Cam is up to 9 home runs for the season. One off Will Simpson. Two ball, a two strike pitch. Outside for ball 3. That fastball from Hubeck right now, 92, 93 miles an hour. Third rounder out of Gilman School in Maryland. Fastball, curve, changeup, slider, his repertoire is 21. Here's the pitch. High, skied in the infield. The shortstop Miller settles below. Walks in, makes the catch. Looks at Yamauchi, who's standing on the bag. Yamauchi gives him a hand signal as if to say, we're good, we're good. But that's a pop-out from Masterman for out number 2. Today is July 21st. I mentioned that Peter Hubeck is 21. Tomorrow, Hubeck is turning 22. Happy birthday one day early, and he's got the off day to celebrate. But first, he gets this outing against the switch-hitting Cole Kahn. And he broke it high, ball 1. Stranded a runner at second base in the first inning. Looking to do the same here in the second. No score, Lansing and Great Lakes. Lugnuts yesterday were 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Line drive right center field. Jake Vogel into his left. He makes the catch right at the waist. And Yamauchi is left at second. Kahn and the Lugnuts are tired, and we're going to the third inning. Adam Jackson takes over the call. No score from Lansing.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there, and happy Sunday, July 21st, 2024. No score in the series finale. Loons and Lugnuts battling at Jackson Field. Jacob Waters has looked great. 22 pitches thrown, 17 in the zone. Giving up two base hits. That's it, though. Here comes Nick Bittison in his debut in the series. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Waters showcasing a new cutter that he's added to the mix. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, curve, and a changeup. The pitch, breaking ball, is over towards third. Man to his left has it, slings it to first. One down. You know, these pitchers are always working, trying to add new mixes to what they've got. We saw a couple good moving pitches, high-velocity pitches. For Jacob Waters, it looked good. Two-seam fastball had excellent movement from left to right at 95, 96 miles an hour. And then in came the cutter. Helped get the out on Rodriguez. First strikeout. The pitch. Dropped in there. Strike one to Jake Fogle. That the curveball. Waters, the 23-year-old, 6'4", 240-pounder out of West Virginia. The 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Trying to take the Lugnuts home to a victory today. See if they can get some momentum before they head out to West Michigan for the first time in 2024 on Tuesday. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at the top of the zone. Strike two. Three Loons making their debut in the series on the final day. It's only a three-game series, but Rodriguez, Bittison, and Vogel, the final three in the order, playing for the first time in this mini three-game set. No score, top three, bases clear, one away. Ready, ready matchup. Waters throws home. Down low, 2-2. Bluey day here at the park on a Capital City Market Kids Day, and a good crowd on hand once again. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, bottom of the zone, in on the hands. Filth from Jacob Waters, his second strikeout.
I was wondering how you wanted to talk about Bluey today. Oh, this Bluey day.
I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it. So I rely upon the man that has a four-year-old that sits next to me.
Item number one, Bluey is a girl. I've been walking around the ballpark letting everybody know.
Here's Josue to Paula. The pitch. He is a guy, and he takes it outside. Ball one.
Family of four blue heelers, kinds of dogs, living in their dog universe in Australia.
Down under. Two outs, bases clear, top three. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. After I heard you say that Bluey was a girl, I'd started reiterating that to folks as well.
Yes.
And they're just as shocked. I'm like, don't worry. I was surprised as well. The pitch, it's outside. 2-1. So spreading the news.
Yes. It is nothing to do with Blue's Clues.
Now that's a classic. 2-1 pitch. That's in there at the bottom of the zone. Strike two. Boy, Jacob Waters. He's not looking blue in the face at all today. He has been exceptional. 33 pitches, 24 in the zone, looking for a second strikeout in this inning. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Ooh, just below the zone, right on the shadow zone part. Tyler Hovick doesn't give him the call, so he's hit 3-2 on the lefty, Josue to Paula. Waters trying to get through three scoreless. Payoff. Bottom of the zone, ball four. And he walks his first batter to Paula Riches with two outs. Were you a Blue's Clues guy?
Never.
Really?
I never watched Blue's Clues. I think I was too old for it. This is our generation gap.
Oh, we got to get a line on Blue's Clues.
I guess so.
Steve, I think, is the guy's name.
Yeah.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Tyrone Lorenzo at the plate. Oh, the production room liked that one. Okay, see, they're Blue's Clues fans.
They love you.
The pitch. Here's a high-hopping ball, weakly hit towards second. Yamauchi to his right. Stops and fools us. He flips it to second. He was thinking about tagging DePaula. Instead, DePaula stopped to try and avoid. So Yamauchi just flipped it to second. That'll work. And we are through 2.5. DePaula, the stranded walk, left aboard. No score here at Jackson Field, home of Bluey today.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. To learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests, ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the third, we roll on. No score between Lansing and Great Lakes. Danny Bautista Jr. stepping into the box from the right side. Righty Peter Hrubuck rocks and throws. First pitch down low, ball one. Lugnuts in the A's theme, green unis today. Throwbacks from 74. 1-0 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Well, yesterday we were trying to will a 3-2 game into existence. And really, listen, it wasn't that far off. It was a 2-1 game after eight innings. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Fastball zips in there on the outer edge, strike one. And we're doing that because four of the five games in that World Series in 74, team won 3-2. 2-1. It's up high. Three balls and a strike. So, because the Lugnuts are wearing those 74-themed unis again today, maybe we get a 3-2 win today. We'll see. Here's a 3-1 pitch. And that's inside, ball four. Bautista Jr., the second walk today, issued by Hubeck. Still no hits for the Nuts. They've got a couple of base runners. And the second time in three innings, their leadoff man has reached with a walk. Okay, speaking of Johnny Butler, here he is. We go back to the top of the card. No score. Throw back to first quickly. Bautista Jr. had to jump back in there. Danny's got a great look going. He's got the gold undershirt underneath of the Lugnuts jersey. A long sleeve, so matches perfectly the A's theme. The pitch home. There goes Bautista Jr. Pitches up high. Throw down to second. The tag down on the helmet of Bautista Jr. from Miller in time. First time the Lugnuts are caught stealing today. Great throw and tag from Lorenzo to Miller.
That's where it starts, is Lorenzo, because the Lugnuts stole on Lorenzo in the first inning and the second inning. That was much better. Handing it to Noah Miller took care of the rest.
Base is clear. One out. The 1-0 pitch. Kick back off the netting. The other thing with that, too, yesterday, Lansing was able to steal bags, but there were a couple times. Nelson Quiros was the catcher. He double-clutched a couple of times on his throws. Otherwise, I thought the pinch down low. Thought that he had a chance that he was going to be able to get a couple of the lug nut runners, but we saw him double clutch. CJ Rodriguez dropped a transfer, so just minimal mistakes that can cost you make the whole difference. Great execution on that throw from Lorenzo, though. 2-1. Popped up, back foul out of play. Two balls, two strikes. You know, as the coaches say, Jesse, it's a game of execution. Greg Hotchkiss is in the booth. Whoa! Fire up chips. The communications man for the Chippewas. Welcome. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball foul. If you ever pay attention to CMU football or CMU basketball, game notes, media, credentials, Greg Hotchkiss is the man. Get you taken care of up there in Mount Pleasant. 2-2 pitch. That's up high and outside. Three balls, two strikes. Still no score here in the bottom of the third. Base is clear, one down. Butler looking to get aboard and get Lansing their first hit. Pitch home. Lifted out to left center field, hanging up Newell to his left. Under it, comes in, two hands, two outs. All right, here comes Ryan Lasko. Lasko, a heck of a catch last night in center field. Here's the pitch home. Swing and a miss, dropped right out of the zone. Beautiful from Hubeck. I can't remember the last time the Lugnuts had a SportsCenter top 10 play, but Lasko delivered last night. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good off speed again. Got the slider rolling in at the bottom of the zone. Strike two. He scaled the wall in center last night. Lasko did. 0-2 pitch. Line drive out to left center field. Dumping down, and it's in for a base hit. Vogel cuts it off. Lasko's held the one, but there's his second hit as a Lugnut in his third game. So flexing the defensive ability last night. Today, the offensive ability. Last night, deep center field, and he scaled and hung on the padded wall in center field at Lasko and ripped down the catch. And he was number 7 on SportsCenter's top 10 plays last night. How about that? Lasko and Lansing getting it done. Here's Arribio Angeles. Throw back to first. Lasko is back safely in plenty of time. So that was pretty darn cool. Came in a Lugnut defeat as they fell 6-2 in 12 innings. The pitch, there goes Lasko to second, throw is up high, and so is the throw up to second. It goes into center field. Up off the slide, Lasko sprinting to third, slides in head first. If he didn't, maybe he's going to give it a chance to come home because the ball was mishandled out there by the center fielder, Jake Vogel. Oh, a near double mistake right there by the Loons. It's an error on Tyrone Lorenzo throwing it into center field. But then again, Vogel was struggling to pick it up. And Lasko, if he doesn't slide, he might try for home. 1-0 pitch. Slider outside. Two balls, no strikes. As it is, Lansing still with the lead runner 90 feet away. He scored first in yesterday's game. Then ended up giving up the tying run in the ninth. Lost the 2-1 lead. The pitch. It's on the inside corner. Strike one. Fastball. So can they score first again today? Lansing has been good on Sundays. 9-7 record on Sundays this year. 2-1 pitch. Drops in. Inner corner again. Strike two. Those 9 wins on Sunday is the most of any day. They have 8 wins on Thursday and 8 wins on Friday. Runner at third, 2 outs, and a 2-2 pitch. Angeles swats it up in the air, third base side, foul territory. Pittison has room in front of the bag, in the baseline, makes the catch in foul territory for the third and final out. So, once again, Lansing with runners in scoring position, fails to get them in, and we will head to the fourth. No score on Bluey Day on this Sunday afternoon at Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, we head to the fourth inning. Lansing and Great Lakes tied up, nothing to nothing. Jacob Waters has been exceptional. 37 pitches, 26 strikes. Two strikeouts, two base hits, and a walk. That's been it, though, through three innings. Another low-scoring game that's moving along here as we come up on an hour of play. Noah Miller leads off from the left side. The righty throws. Breaking ball down low, ball one. Miller yet to have a hit in this series. He's 0 for 9. Did have a walk, that coming in Friday's game. But other than that, he's not been able to reach. Holds that bat way out there over the plate. The pitch home. Bouncing ball foul. That heads into the Lugnuts dugout, first base side. Jake Garland, the big fella, right-hander. On an off day, heads out there, scoops up the baseball. He's now got three in his right hand as he comes back. And steps down the stairs of the dugout. 1-1 pitch, lifted out to shallow right, dumping down, it's a base hit. Off one hop, Bautista Jr. takes it. So there you go, Noah Miller, first hit of the series, and he is on to open up this fourth inning. So the Loons now have had their leadoff man on twice. Jose DePaula led off the game with the single. Miller gets one here, and now here comes Chris Newell. No score here, top four on a hot and a little bit of a sticky day. No wind today either, so that's not going to help things out. The pitch. Breaking ball in there on the outer edge. Strike one. At that cutter with a little movement. Only a couple mile an hour's of wind gust here. Not much at all. The flag is just slowly swaying in right field. The pitch home. Bouncing ball foul. No balls, two strikes. Have not had a lot of wind in this series. That's usually a factor here at Jackson Field. 5 mile an hour winds yesterday and Friday. I mean, we've seen it up around 20, 25 miles an hour at times this year. That's usually back in the April, May months. 0-2 pitch. On the ground, foul. That was rocketed off the bat from Newell. 95 with the exit velo. But a calm Sunday and everybody milling about here inside the park. 360 concourse. Got towels and blankets down in both the left and right center field berms. 0-2 pitch. There goes the runner. It's a line drive on the ground. Yamauchi to his left. Fields it. And now over to third goes Miller. The throw across the diamond is late. The Loons will take that. One out to Newell. But Miller scampers his way to third. Great play by Casey Yamauchi just to keep that one in the infield. He's got such great range from left to right at second base. But Miller running on the play, he gets to third base here. And in a series where runs have been at a premium, here in the fourth inning in a nothing-to-nothing game, Lansing will bring the infield in. Here's Kyle Nevin. Ready to pitch. Nevin takes the fastball, outer edge, strike one. You know, if those folks out there want to check out the newest parts of Jackson Field, they can check out the four new Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame plaques out in left field. The pitch, down low, one ball, one strike. Four new members inducted into the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame last night. The plaques are all out there on the left field concourse, right up against the fence as you lean in towards the wall. And they were unveiled last night. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. That's got great movement, that cutter right there from Waters. A new pitch, and the Loons have swung and missed at that a few times in this game already.
Well, talked about coming into this, the Loons being familiar with Jacob Waters, that's not a pitch shape that they know.
Can't scout that one.
No.
1-2 pitch. That's fouled off. And he's going to it a lot. Back-to-back cutters right there.
Well, the pitch that they have been able to hit has been the power curve, which in the past, that curveball has been a strikeout pitch.
Infield all even with the bags here with Miller at third base. No score, top four. One out in the inning. A 1-2 pitch on its way. Popped up behind home plate. Will it stay in play? Khan removes the mask. He's coming back. And that's three or four rows deep. And it bounds a couple of times. And picked up by a fan below. We'll do the 1-2 pitch again. That one he went strictly right back to the fastball. Up and in. Challenged him.
Devin this year, a couple of sacrifice flies, but he hits the ball on the ground more than any other Loons batter.
Will he hit it at a lug nut or between a lug nut as they're in at the grass? 1-2 pitch. Takes that down low. He checked it. Didn't go, though. Really wasn't up for debate if that was a check that was coming across. He did a great job holding that back, but you know how the fans are.
I know the fans.
They got their lug nut shades on. It is, again, Sunday, and it's sunny. 2-2. Foul tip, hung on to by Khan. That ball won't be put in play. Third strikeout for Waters. Two outs.
Challenged him with a fastball.
We'll see how this outing ends, and even this half inning. But this is looking maybe one of the best outings, if not the best, that Waters has had so far. We'll see if he can keep it that way. Sam Mongelli has been tough. 3-for-10 in this series, a big triple last night that tied the game in the ninth. First pitch inside, ball one. There was one out, and he got a 3-2 fastball and rocked it out to left center off the top of the 20-foot wall. Nearly got it out, and then was knocked in later on a little dribbler. 1-0. That comes in there. Strike one. Back to that cutter. It was Jake Geloff that knocked him in. Lugnuts tried to force out Mongelli at the plate, but he had a great jump and slid in under the tag from C.J. Rodriguez. Loons then eventually went on to win in 12 innings. 1-1. Down low. Really good block right there by Khan. He had to dig that out of the dirt with Miller at third base. No score, top four on an 80-degree Sunday afternoon in Michigan State Capitol. The green jerseys of the Lugnuts and the gray jerseys of the Loons. 2-1 pitch, tapper foul, third base side. I think we got to tell the guys next year, they gotta go a little bit deeper with this. I don't know if they'll wear them next year because, you know, this is the 50th year anniversary of the 74 team, but we got to see at least one guy wear those stirrups that the A's used to wear with these jerseys, the green and golds, fully complement things. They got the caps, they got the jerseys, the white pants. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He chased it up high, cutter again. Waters flashing that new pitch, and he's worked it to now four strikeouts. Leaves the runner Miller stranded at third. Trivia time coming up. Bottom four is next. No score at Jackson Field.
Como la luna. My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning here. No score between the Loons and Lugs. First pitch home. Breaking ball. Hugs that inside corner. Strike one to Will Simpson. Luke Mann, Casey Yamauchi to follow. Peter Hubeck. Three scoreless innings so far. No strikeouts, though. 0-1 pitch. Tapper foul. No balls, two strikes. Say that surprisingly, because in the first two outings against Lansing this year, you go back to April 13th and May 8th, the two times Hubeck pitched against him. First the 0-2 pitch. Down low. He went nine innings between the two outings and racked up 14 strikeouts. Today, though, through three innings, as Jesse is saying, everybody's seen each other. Adjustments from the Nuts. They only have a hit and no runs, but no strikeouts. 1-2. Golfed up in the air, first base side, coming over is Rodriguez, and runs out of room as that bounds up from the walkway and towards the stairs that lead up to the concourse. Those stairs, they're going to be busy with foot traffic right after this one ends as the youngsters get to run the bases on Sundays. 1-2 pitch, whacked foul again, right field side. That ball bounding across Larch Street. Over towards Paramount Coffee. How long has Paramount Coffee been around? Well, Jesse, it says since 1935. 1-2 pitch. Down low, we're even.
Did we just have some ventriloquism? What just happened there?
Well, I wanted to answer before you came in, you know?
Could have sworn a question was asked by me in your voice.
Sometimes that'll happen. 2-2 pitch. This is fly back up towards the suites. Look out. And back down to the lower bowl. Sometimes when you do games with somebody for 5 years, you just have a feeling. You have an understanding. An unspoken bond. 2-2 pitch. Way outside. Heck of an at-bat here from Will Simpson. Battling to a full count.
I'm just enjoying Garrett McDaniel's leg kick. Hey, when you come up with the same team with Clayton Kershaw, got to develop your own.
Rocks back, rocks forward, throws. This is golf deep, out to center field. Fogle turns, back stepping towards the track, and he makes the catch. And there is a long first out in the fourth. One down. Yeah, new pitcher, Garrett McDaniels. Thank you. So here's Luke Mann, lefty on lefty, no score, bottom four. Here's the pitch home. That is in there, strike one. All right, let's get some trivia here in this fourth inning.
Yeah, let's do that.
The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Trivia today inspired by Today in Baseball History. July 21st, 1945. Ooh, Jesse saw that one live. 0-2 pitch. That's down low. Your Philadelphia Athletics were playing the Detroit Tigers, and they battled. You thought 12 innings was long last night. 24 innings, and it ended in a 1-1 tie. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Filthy breaking ball right there. Gets Luke Mann. Two outs. First strikeout of the game for Loon's pitching. First for McDaniels. Jesse, how long do you think a pitcher tossed inning-wise in a 24-inning game?
I want to know how many times they sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I'd hope at least a couple. Les Mueller. What a man. The pitch. Check swing. Yamauchi takes it. Strike one.
I'm going to say he fired 18 innings.
Close. Let me raise you 19 and two-thirds.
Okay.
He pitched 19 and two-thirds innings. Pitches inside. And low, Yamauchi almost got hit again, dodged out of the way. One ball, one strike. So Mueller, yes, 19 and two-thirds innings pitched for the Tigers and a 1-1 tie with the Tigers and the A's. So your question today, what is the longest game in professional baseball history? 1-1. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball in the dirt. The ball scooted away from Lorenzo and then bounced back off the netting. Yamauchi, who does not strike out, completely fooled there. 1-2. So this can be minor league baseball, major league baseball, just the longest game in professional baseball history.
I love the answer to this question.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike on the outside corner. Yamauchi goes down. Mann goes down. What an arcing brawl from McDaniels. We will head to the fifth. Again, what was the longest game in professional baseball history? Who were the teams? How long was it? Whatever you want to give us, we'll answer it for you in the seventh. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler up when we return.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Four goose eggs put up there so far by Jacob Waters. We roll into the fifth inning. No score. Lugnuts and Loons. And the Sunday finale. 7-8-9 coming up. Rodriguez, Bittison, and Vogel. The Great Lakes Loons, the Dodgers High A affiliate. And they own the all-time record in the series against the Lugnuts. 155-154. Luis Rodriguez batting seventh. Righty versus righty. Jacob Waters readies, kicks, and throws. Down and away with the bender, ball one. Rodriguez struck out, swinging his first time up against Waters. One of four strikeouts for Jake. Out of Rocky Gap, Virginia, right near the West Virginia border. Lets it fly. Fouled up and away off the right side. If you're looking for Jake's finest stretch of pitching for this year, you have to go back the end of May, the start of June. He fired five scoreless two-hit innings against Peoria right here back on May 29th. Followed it up with back-to-back scoreless outings. The 1-1 is waved at and missed. Strike two. Four scoreless one-hit innings. No walks, five strikeouts against Dayton June the 4th. Four scoreless, three hit, two walk innings, one strikeout, June 9th at Dayton. Start of the series, end of the series. Both of those games won by the Lugnuts. He was great. Came back from that, 2 2/3, one run allowed to Cedar Rapids on June 15th. And then he was promoted up to AAA. 1-2 pitch, Rodriguez. Swing and a miss, struck him out again. Five strikeouts for Waters. What a way in the fifth inning. Well, when Jake returned from AAA, Adam and I were curious how would he respond. But on June 29th against West Michigan, four walks, five hits, only allowed three runs. But that was in 4 2/3 innings. He didn't look sharp against West Michigan. Then he pitched on the 4th of July at Fort Wayne, and he got knocked around. Eight runs in four innings. Goes to Nick Bittison. Diamond outside, ball one. No score, top of the fifth inning, one out, bases clear. Bittison grounded to third his first time. Number eight batter in the order. Last time out for Waters, five innings, two runs, seven strikeouts at Lake County in the league-leading offense. 1-0. Bittison takes ball two, downed in. And here today, he is two outs away from five scoreless innings. He's only allowed three singles, one walk. He is fanned five. Recapturing his form, lets it fly. Up and in. Three balls and no strikes. Nick Bittison. First action of the series. Out of Glen Allen, Virginia. Went to Virginia Tech. The Mountaineer deals to the Hokie. Outside corner, strike called. Keep this at bat going. That grazed the outside corner. That's a shadow zone fastball. But it did touch the black at 93. Three balls and a strike on Bittison. Bring the 3-1. Fouled back. Over our heads, over the rooftop, back toward Michigan Avenue, bouncing back toward Capital City Market, where after today's game, it's the extra inning. That's free ice cream, music, big lug. There's chalk drawing, there's bubbles, there's all sorts of different fun things for the kids and families. Following today's game, that's after kids run the bases and more. Payoff pitch to Bittison. He gets under it on the right side. At a foul ground, the first baseman, Will Simpson. You have the Jacksonfield logo, and he let it fall. Miscommunication, Simpson and catcher Kahn. Kahn was waiting for Will to take it, and at the last second, Will backed off. Should be out number two. Instead, Nick Bittison stays up there. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Waters to the back of the mound, looks down, picks up the rising bag. Toss it in the air a couple of times, then fires it down. Wipes off the bottom of the spikes. Sends the mound first base side. Toes the rubber. Right foot there, then the left foot a little bit in front. The ball behind his back. Now the ball into the glove. Left leg kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Bittison. So the miscommunication on the foul pop allows Waters to strike out his fourth straight batter and his sixth overall. And here comes manager Craig Conklin. That could be all for Jake. Right now the pitch count unofficially 67 pitches, 47 strikes. Will Johnston is ready. In fact, a couple of lefties already in the pen. Will is going to stay in the bullpen, and it looks like Garrett Irvin is going to come in for the final out here of the fifth inning. So Jake does not go five, but he does go 4 2/3. Scoreless baseball against the Loons. Three singles, one walk, and six strikeouts. This was a fine showing. The man from Rocky Gap, nothing rocky about this one. Smooth sailing right since the opening inning, when Josue De Paula reached on his very first pitch on an infield single, and immediately Thyron Lorenzo hit into a double play ball on his second pitch. And that's how you knew, oh, Waters was on today. So, bring in Garrett Irvin. First action for Irvin following the All-Star break. Last time that we saw Garrett on the mound, go back to July the 13th. is working on 7 days rest. Looked good then. One inning, struck at two. Overall, Irvin with a 1-2 record, a 6.57 ERA in 21 appearances. 24 and two-thirds innings, 16 walks, 31 strikeouts. For a man who was signed as an undrafted free agent 2 years ago from Arizona. Irvin opened up his college time at Point Loma Nazarene in 2018. Then 2019 to Riverside Community College. I think that's Riverside City College, actually. And then 2020 through 2022 with the Wildcats. And in 2022, his 3.38 ERA was the best in Arizona, and it ranked fifth in the Pac-12. Last year, outstanding out of the bullpen for Stockton, and here, out of the bullpen for the Lugnuts. Two outs, nobody on. No score in the fifth. The lefty deals to the right-handed hitting Jake Vogel. Down and in, ball one. Sunday series finale. Lugnuts and Loons. Ball one offering. In there, called a strike. In the opener on Friday night, the Loons broke a scoreless tie in the fifth inning. Three runs in the fifth, two homers. They won the game 4-2. The pitch, Vogel fouls it off at home, strike two. Lugnuts only runs two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Yesterday, the Lugs scored a run in the first. Loons scored a run in the third. Lansing tallied in the eighth. The Loons tied it up in the ninth. And then it stayed tied until four runs in the top of the 12th inning. 6-2, Loons won it. So Great Lakes has won each of the first two, but these have been pitching-dominated games. We've got another one here in the finale. Irvin's 1-2, up and out. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the order, Josue DePaula waiting on deck. We've got some more action in the Loons' pen. Right-hander Jose Rodriguez. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike him out with a high cheddar. Out to Queso, and off we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Two Ks for Waters, one for Irvin. Five straight Loons have struck out. Halfway to the house, 0-0 from Michigan State Capitol.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up. Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Lugnuts and the Loons, no score. 7-8-9, Masterman, Conan, Batista Jr. Cameron Masterman, 0-1, popped out to short. New man on the mound, right-hander Jose Rodriguez. Garrett McDaniels, one inning, two strikeouts. No hits, no runs, no walks. Rodriguez to Masterman. Up high, ball one. Fastball 96 miles an hour. Masterman DHing today, right-hander against right-hander. There's the ball one pitch. outside corner called a strike. Oakland umpire Tyler Hovick gave it a look, said, yeah. Second baseman Muncelli's up the middle. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss, strike two. That is a good-looking slider. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Didn't want to go around. He did. And Masterman's gone on strikes. Jose Rodriguez, interestingly, right-handed pitcher, switch hitter out of Mexico. I think his hometown is Oaxaca. Signed as an international free agent back in 2019. Just turned 23. Colcott batting left. The pitch. And Rodriguez starts him off with ball one low. The off-speed. I wonder if we're going to see a new Loons pitcher in every single inning from here on out, or if Rodriguez gets to stay here a while. I expect Will Johnston for the sixth for the Nuts. No score. The pitch. Kahn rips it. Hooked foul. One hop beyond the bullpen catcher. That baseball's down the right side. Right past C.J. Rodriguez, warming up Will Johnston. And cleared out of there by the right fielder, Luis Rodriguez. Luis out of Venezuela. So we went, Jose Rodriguez threw it, a bounce beyond C.J. Rodriguez, and then Luis Rodriguez cleared it out of the way. A 1-1 pitch to Cole Kahn. Fouled off, left side, and back to the seats. I wonder if Kahn caught that ball. One ball and two strikes on Cole, lined out to center field his first time. Adam, how many Jaxes are in the ballpark here today?
You know, I think... To my knowledge, just one.
We've got Nate Miller sitting with us. Noah Miller is playing short. I don't think that there are any other Goldberg Strasslers.
I think there's at least one, isn't there?
Oh, good point. Yes, there is. 1-2. A tapper fell. There is. There's me, and there is one more.
I was about to say, I hope there's one more.
Yeah, we saw him earlier today. He's four. He's here somewhere. Staying a comfortable distance away from Big Lug and Bluey. Danny Bautista Jr. clears that baseball away and then tossed it right beyond the bat boy. But it led him right to the dugout. One out, nobody on. Scoreless. Last of the fifth. Pitch on its way. High fly ball. Right field. Back goes Luis Rodriguez. Back he goes. He's in front of the wall to make the catch. Right in front of the GL interlocking logo on the ribbon board. Cole Kahn is at number two. I tell you, Cole Kahn, his last three times, has hit the ball hard each time, and he has nothing to show for it. Danny Bautista Jr. now. Righty, righty, no score. On the pitch. He golfs it out to left field. Chris Newell to his right toward the corner, looks up, and that ball hits off the top of the wall. It stays in play. Bautista Jr. hustles in a second. Feet first slide ahead of the throw. It's his eighth double of the year. And now here comes Johnny Butler.
That thing looked like it was going to get out. It was over the yellow padding, but went right off the railing, stays in play. I think Bautista Jr. thought it was going to get out, too. He had to hustle to get to second base.
Still scoreless for the moment. Two outs. The pitch to Johnny Butler batting left. Check swing, down and in, ball one. I mean, Adam, if you want an easy home run here in Lansing, that's the place to hit it. Just needed to get it up a little bit more. Righty to lefty. The pitch. Fastball. Maybe a little bit up. Maybe a little bit off the outside corner. It was close, but it's ball two. No runs, 3 hits, 1 error for the Loons. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. Can that change here? A 2-ball pitch. Ripped foul off the railing on the right side, then bounding beyond the first base coach Escalera. First baseman Nevin clears it out. Jack Owen underhands it up with the bounce. And a fan jumps over the railing. Here comes another and another. And they hustle for the souvenir. Now you gotta want it. 2 balls, 1 strike on Johnny B. 0-for-1 with a walk. And Rodriguez resets. Well, for the Lugnuts in the game. A runner stranded at second base in the first. A runner left at second base in the second. A runner left at third base in the third inning. They've got a runner at second, 2 outs here in the fifth. No score. Can Butler deliver Batista Jr.? The pitch. Strike 2 called. Slider.
I feel like we've been asking this question now for 3 days with these Lugnuts.
Well, the question keeps getting posed and then answered in the negative. When will the answer be yes? 2-2. They chased it down in the dirt, picked up by Lorenzo. And the throw down to first, nice and easy. Added 2-3 on the end of the strikeout. And the answer is once again, no. Runner left at second. We go to the sixth inning. We are still scoreless from Lansing, Michigan.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's go to the sixth inning. Loons and Lugnuts, no score. Josue De Paula, Thyron Lorenzo, and Noah Miller, 1-2-3 against the new lefty, Will Johnston. Lefty-lefty to start. Johnston throws. Josue De Paula swings and misses. Strike 1. Yeah. How about starting him off with a slider? The Loons have seen Johnston before, and they didn't like it. And 0-1. Down low. So now, a chance for revenge. Go back to May the 8th. 3 hitless, scoreless innings, and he struck out 8. Round 2. De Paula wasn't there that time. He doesn't know. A 1-1. Foul tipped into the mid of Khan. Strike 2. This is how it looked. Fastball at 92 miles an hour. And the 1-2 pitch on its way. Breaking ball, swung at and missed. Sit down, Josue De Paula. Jacob Waters, the Lugnuts starter. 4 2/3 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Struck out the final 4 batters that he faced. Garrett Irvin, 1 batter, he struck him out. De Paula struck out, so, well, here comes Thyron Lorenzo. 6 straight Loons have struck out swinging. The pitch. Fastball, and called strike 1. Right there at the knees. And a one on its way. Down low. Did not miss by too much, shall we say. Johnston making his 14th appearance of the year. Eighth out of the pen. A top 30 prospect in the Azoric. No score. 1-1 coming. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Fastball at 93 and by Lorenzo. Will Johnston is eating right-handers up, hitting just 206 against him. Lefties are hitting 344 coming in. Didn't help out DePaula. 1-2 pitch. And that breaks in. Called strike three. It's the splitter to strike out Lorenzo. Well, that at least is a strikeout watching, not swinging. But that's seven straight strikeouts of the Loons. On the good to bad scale. Good. There's Noah Miller. Switch hitter batting right. Pitch on its way. Foul away. Strike one. Couldn't handle the fastball. For sixth inning slang today, I pulled up Satchel Paige's pitches. We were talking about Turkey Stearns yesterday going into the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame, one of Satch's teammates. 0-1. Breaks in, called strike two. And you know, we're one strike away from eight straight strikeouts by Lugnuts pitchers.
Let's see it.
So here's your question for Satchel Paige in today's sixth inning slang. What was Satch's long tom? Which pitch was that? 0-2. Fastball up. One ball and two strikes. Give you a hint. It wasn't his jump ball or his B ball or his screw ball or his wobbly ball or his ripsy dipsy do or his hurry up ball or his nothing ball. 1-2 pitch to Noah Miller. Swing and a miss. He got him. And that is eight straight strikeouts. Slide piece puts away Miller. Johnston strikes at the side. He has now pitched four hitless innings against the Loons, and he has struck out 11. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. No score from Lansing, Michigan.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bottom of the sixth inning. The Loons stick with Jose Rodriguez. On the first offering. Swing and a miss. Strike one to Ryan Lasko, the Lansing center fielder. Lasko is 1-for-2 today. A fly out to left. Great diving catch made by Newell. Single his last time. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider away. Nothing at two on Ryan. Out of Rutgers. Shades on. 0-2 coming. Slider bounced on the left side. Shortstop Miller grabs. Those to first. And there's one away. Hey, Rebe Alanales is coming up next.
Ball in play? What's that?
Loons don't know. been a while. Boone's has struck out 8 consecutive at bats. Hey, Rebe Alonales is over 2. 0-0 in the last of the 6th inning. Rodriguez throws. That's down low, ball 1. A changeup. Here it comes. A bouncer hits a 3rd. 1 hop for Bittison. Takes his time, throws to 1st. 2 outs. Your 6th inning slang today was all about Satchel Paige and all of his great pitches. I asked you, what was his long tom? Adam, do you have any guess which pitch was the long tom?
Well, long tom is the big gobbler on a turkey, right? Or a tom? So I'm just going to guess a breaking ball, Jesse.
It was his fastball.
Dang it.
Yeah. As opposed to the blooper, the looper, the trooper. Here's the pitch. Will Simpson takes a fastball high. He added the jump ball, the B ball, which was the pitch that hit B anywhere he wanted to be. The hurry-up ball, you can imagine, he hurried up and threw. Ball one offering on its way. Simpson a check swing, strike called outside corner. The nothing ball was the pitch that he put nothing on it. And then probably his most effective was the bat dodger. But the long time was the heat. 1-1. Simpson swings and misses the slider. Boy, that pitch is such short, sharp movement away.
Right, I was on the turkey from Turkey Stearns.
Yeah.
A Tom and a Jake.
Yeah. See what you're doing. 2 outs, nobody on, no score. 1-2 pitch, Rodriguez lets it fly. Simpson takes, ball 2 down low. Well, Simpson's 0 for 2. He's fouled out to 3rd. Last time up, he flied out to very deep center. Bogle chased it down. Luke Mann is waiting on deck. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Rodriguez to the plate. Ground ball foul, left side. Day off tomorrow. Then the Lugnuts head off to West Michigan. What, about an hour away? You never know about construction traffic off to the west. And then back home July the 30th, the Dayton Dragons are coming to town. A break even on its way. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Rodriguez closes out a perfect 6th inning, and we're going to the 7th. Adam Jackson has taken over the call. And the Lugnuts and the Loons still no runs in the game.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Okay, well, we're still scoreless since when we started this game as we head now to the 7th inning. Just over an hour and a half in, Will Johnson back out there. The Loons have struck out 8 straight times. Can he keep it going? Chris Newell in there from the left side. First pitch. That is at the bottom of the zone. Strike 1 with the fastball. Nevin, Moncelli, Rodriguez, Bittesen, Vogel, DePaulo, Lorenzo, and Miller all down on strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Line drive, foul. First base side, 0-2. Now that's in between Irvin and Waters and Johnston. So that's when it started. It started with Jacob Waters. Irvin came in, got one strikeout. The pitch, 0-2, tapped foul, first base side. And then Johnston struck out the side in the sixth. DePaulo, Lorenzo, and Miller. And now can he keep it going? He's up 0-2 here. Lefty-lefty matchup for Johnston. Four-seam fastball, slider, and that split finger, which he loves to go to for his out pitch. The 0-2. There it is, up high, ball one. It's a low-scoring game yesterday, too. 1-1 heading to the eighth. Lansing scored a run. Loons tied it in the ninth, then 1-12, 6-2. 1-2. Just outside with the fastball, 2-2. It was close, but rightly called, by Tyler Hovick, just a touch wide. Newell today is 0-2, a couple of ground outs. The pitch. On the outside corner, called strike three. It got him again. Four straight strikeouts for Johnston to open his outing. Nine straight Loons have K'd. This is remarkable. Well, you would think when eight previous batters have struck out, you got to at least go down swinging. Not to be. Here's Kyle Nevin. He will now try. Can Lansing get 10 in a row? The pitch home. Breaking ball dumped in. Strike one. Beautiful looking slider right there from Will Johnston. Nevin today, he started that strikeout streak. The 0-1. That's up and in. He struck out to Jacob Waters back in the fourth inning. I mean, this is spanning now over four innings. This is incredible. No score here in the top of the seventh. Base is clear for the Loons. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And we are a strike away from this being 10 consecutive strikeouts and really becoming full circle since Kyle Nevin started this stretch. I mean, this feels like a combined no-hitter with the three pitchers that it took to get that for the Nuts, because this is a stretch of Waters, Irvin, and Johnston that all have had a piece of this nine straight strikeout streak. Say that three times fast. The pitch, breaking ball, on the shadow zone. And Tyler Hovick grants Nevin another opportunity. Johnston looking for five straight strikeouts since he came in the sixth. 2-2 pitch. Lifted out to left field, falling towards the line. Will it stay fair? No, it will not. That was close.
Just putting the ball into play counted for something, right?
Now, we did see Newell have a couple of foul balls in his last at-bat before he came.
That fastball, though, that is in on the hands. That is not a strike. And Kyle Nevin is just protecting himself.
Two balls, two strikes. Lefty to righty. Here's the pitch home. Breaking ball whacked out to left field, and that is down fair, and it one hops the wall. Around first, Nevin is headed into second, and he emphatically ends the nine straight strikeouts with the Loons' first extra base hit today, a double.
Slider on the hands. It's a good piece of hitting by Nevin.
Less fun, Jesse.
Well, you still can say, if Johnston strikes out Sam Mangelli, that, you know, the last 10 outs have been recorded via strikeout.
That's true. Sam Mangelli's been good here. Three hits the last few days. A big swing a couple of days ago with a home run and the big triple in last night's game that eventually tied it in the ninth. Pitch home. Squares to bunt. Puts it down. Fair territory rolling along the baseline. And Johnston lets it go foul. It is picked up in foul territory. Nevin is coming in to cross home plate. Just in case that ball was ruled fair, but it was picked up foul. Smart play there on what turned into a foul ball, but nearly an excellent bunt down the line.
If I'm the Lugnuts, I need to look back at that and say, who's got to be at the plate? Because everybody was watching the ball, and home plate was left entirely unguarded.
Outsmart. Nevin, again, if that ball is fair, he's in to score. And that would have been the first run of the game.
That's the cut of the grass helping you out, because that ball took a brief left turn, went up the grass, and then got pushed right back down past the chalk.
In Fort Wayne, fair ball.
That's right.
Lefty-righty, Will Johnston against Sam Mongelli. The pitch home. That's inside. Good block by Cole Kahn. We say that because Parkview Field is, I had never seen this before. I don't know if I've ever seen it anywhere else or will we ever. Fort Wayne's channel of dirt that runs up the line, the grass comes in and is snug with the chalk. 1-1 pitch. This is lifted out to center field. Hit well. Back goes Lasko to his right. He's at the track, makes the catch. Running back to tag, Nevin headed towards third, and he is in, sliding safely. Two outs. So Loons have the lead run, standing 90 feet away. Here's Luis Rodriguez. And that is now all of the outs, nine strikeouts now in the last 10 because of the flyout. Rodriguez with two outs today, two strikeouts today. Trying to put one in play. Top seven, no score. Two outs, bases clear except for Nevin at third. The pitch home. Checked it. Didn't go. Down low, ball one. So, yes, if I'm explaining this so you can understand, normally the baseball channels, the line intersects them right in the middle. So there's dirt on each side. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Went down to try and get that. Which is the case here in Lansing. You've got the dirt baseline path up the first and third baseline. In the middle is the white chalk. In Fort Wayne, the line hugs the infield grass in fair territory. So the foul side is dirt. 1-1. That's a little bit outside. So if that bunt was put down at Parkview Field, there's a good chance that it deadens in fair territory on the grass and doesn't roll over the line into foul territory. There you go. Check out Parkview Field and the channels. They're weird. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Climb the ladder with the 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike two. Time called by Rodriguez. Digs back in. Red Sox pulled up high. Ankle guard and black on that front left foot. Big fella climbs back in. 6'2", 205-pounder. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He chased it. Johnston's pumped up as he slams his fist against his mitt. He's got five strikeouts. Leaves the double from Nevin Stranden. We'll stretch it. Bottom seven coming up. No score at Jackson Field. Bottom seven here at Jackson Field. We are still scoreless. Luke Mann, Casey Yamauchi, Cameron Masterman trying to change that against Jose Rodriguez. Ready, throws home. Bunt shown. Luke Mann pulls it back. Down low, ball one. Well, each team has hits. Lansing just two. Great Lakes just four. But no runs so far. One error on the Loons. That's been it today. 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside corner. Strike one against Mann. He's 0-for-2 with a flyout in foul territory to Tyrone Lorenzo. And a strikeout in the fourth. Lugnuts offense has just been stymied in these three games at home against the Loons. 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. No home runs for the Nuts in the last few days. And not many extra base hits. Had a lot of singles in the last couple games. Pitch. This is on the ground. One hop to the first baseman. And that is grabbed by Nevin. He tags the bag. There's one down. Today, Lansing has a double from Bautista Jr. Yesterday, Lansing didn't have any extra base hits in their four hits. And on Friday, Lansing had a double from Cameron Masterman in their seven hits. That's it. Pitch home. It's a bouncing ball hit towards short. Charging is Miller on two hops. Throws to first. It's in time. Two down. So rare to not see a ton of offense at Jackson Field, but even more rare to see Lansing not only not have any home runs, but only have two extra base hits. Cameron Masterman had one of them. It was a little bloop double down the right field side on Friday. The only two runs that were accounted for in that 4-2 loss. The pitch home. Outside, ball one. No score, bottom seven. Lugnuts trailing in the series, 2-0. And series finale today, off day tomorrow. 1-0. Swing and a miss. That's down low. Chased by Masterman. This is great stuff. From the pitchers today, Hubeck, McDaniels, and now Rodriguez. And on the other side, Waters, Irvin, and Johnston. 1-1 pitch. Slid back. Foul ball, 1-2. Rodriguez ready to pitch. Down low, two balls, two strikes. And usually on Sundays, it's a kids' day, so it's a more reserved crowd. The kids are having fun. They're distracted. You got the play area out in left field. You've got blown up balloons and peach balls. They're running around having a good time. 2-2. That's up high. Three balls, two strikes. So it's a little bit more low-key, laid back on a Sunday, especially when it's bluey day. So haven't been many opportunities for the fans to get riled up on top of it being a little bit more of a reserved crowd today. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's in the dirt. It's picked up by Lorenzo. He lobs it down to first. Nevin catches. And that is it for the Nuts in this seventh inning. So Lansing unable to get anything through seven. Great Lakes unable to get anything through seven. We're off to the eighth, no score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. and you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, to the eighth we go. Will we get runs in this inning? We'll find out. No score. It has been a very pitcher-dominated game so far. Will Johnson is part of that. He's faced now seven batters, and he struck out five, giving up a double and a flyout. Lansing in this game struck out nine consecutive Loon hitters from the fourth through the seventh. Pitch home. That's inside. Ball one to Nick Bittison. It started with Nevin with one out in the fourth, and then it ended with one out in the seventh on the Nevin double. So there you go. 1-0 pitch. Bouncing ball behind Johnston at second. Yamauchi to his right has it. Fires to first. One down. All right, well, we asked you a trivia question back in the fourth inning, and that question was, what is the longest professional game in baseball history? Professional, the key word, because it was not a major league game. It was a minor league game. And it was back in the 1980s, 1981. Jake Vogel stands in, first pitch. It's down low, ball one.
Rochester, Pawtucket, right?
That is correct. A game that lasted 33 innings, 8 hours and 25 minutes, over 3 days.
Huh.
1-0. That drops in, strike one. They've moved the stadium. It's not McCoy anymore. They're in Worcester now.
Worcester.
But they had a great exhibit there at McCoy Stadium. The pitch, down low, 2-1. That has all 33 innings laid out. Pawtucket won the game, 3-2, of course. We've been talking about 3-2 games over the last couple of days. 3-2, Pawtucket 1. Pitch. This is bounced past the dive of Mann. He got a piece of it, but it bounced into left field anyhow. And the Loons have just the seventh hit of this game, their fifth. Vogel is on with one out in the eighth inning.
This is where I get a bit curious talking briefly about the game itself. We've seen Will Johnston be really effective the first time around the lineup and then not as effective the second time. Here are all these Loons getting to see him a second time. Anyway, back to this amazing game.
First, though, here comes Jose De Paula. Pitch home. That's down low. One ball, no strikes. No score here in the eighth. Yeah, they didn't have any shortage for hits like we have had today. Pawtucket had 21 hits, Rochester 18 hits. There were four combined errors, three from Rochester. 1-0. That's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. The game commenced on Saturday, April 18th, 1981, at 8:25 after the delay of around 30 minutes due to problems with the stadium lights. And there was an estimated 1,740 in attendance. And then it continued throughout the night and into Easter morning. But there was a curfew rule that would have suspended the game, which was the International League's. It activates at 12:50. So, a copy of the rule book of home plate umpire Dennis Craig failed to mention this cutoff time. I mean, just remarkable how you get through 3 days, 33 innings. And by the way, how in the world were there only five runs scored? I mean, goodness.
Great pitching.
I guess so. 2-0. That's up high, 3-0.
Basically, every game is going to end 3-2, huh?
That's what we're saying, but I don't know if we're getting to 3-2 today. We'll see.
Opposing Hall of Fame third baseman, Cal Ripken for Rochester, Wade Boggs for Pawtucket.
Here's a 3-0 pitch. That's down low. So here come those struggles you're talking about with Johnston, potentially. Two have reached, and the Loons have got something going here, potentially, with runners at first and second and one out. In the eighth, no score. And here comes Tyrone Lorenzo. I love saying, there's a sentence here. Don Chulsey pacing out to the mound. When Wade Boggs drove in the tying run in the bottom of the 21st inning. I don't even care for the rest of the sentence. I just enjoy reading that part. But I must finish the sentence. After a Rochester run, he drove in the tying run. Even the Pawtucket players groaned. He said, I didn't know if the guys on the team wanted to hug me or slug me. Man. Tough day for Dallas Williams at the plate. Jesse, Rochester's outfielder. He went 0-13 in 15 plate appearances. One of just many records achieved during that great game.
I love that he dropped out two sacrifices.
Hey, man. Could have been 0-15.
Wild. How about Jim Umbarger firing 10 scoreless, walkless innings in relief?
Incredible. All right, here is Lorenzo. Two on, one out. Righty, ready to pitch. Swing and a miss. Should say lefty, righty. Now, at what point, Jesse, if you're a manager and you're in a 33-inning game, what point do you go, all right, listen, I've had enough. I need to get ejected. I gotta get out of here. Is there a cutoff point? The 0-1. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Strike two.
Wait, shouldn't the captain go down with his ship? Or are you saying the manager goes, all right, fellas, you keep competing because I'm done. I need to get to sleep.
I'm glad you asked. Joe Morgan, the manager for Pawtucket, was ejected in the 22nd inning. I don't know if that was day two or day three. The 0-2, they're running. It's down low, and it's no chance for Khan to throw to either bag because the ball was in the dirt. So a double steal from the Loons. And, folks, we've got some offensive action potentially here in the eighth. Infield now comes in, second and third, one out, no score. You've got one of the best prospects for the Dodgers at the plate in Tyrone Lorenzo. Can Johnston get him? He's up 1-2. Pitch home. Fouled back. Watch out. You know, if you played it right, if you got banged in the first day of the three-day game, you get a couple days off.
That's right.
Something to think about.
Big picture thinking.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball dropped in. Inside corner. Strike three. Massive K for Johnston.
Lorenzo's a batter known for his batting eye. He had just missed a fastball the pitch before. What a great slider to come back with.
That makes it 13 strikeouts of Loon batters today. Johnston has six to equal Jacob Waters, who had six. Here's Noah Miller. Two on, two out. The pitch. Fastball rides outside. Ball one. Miller does have one of the five Loon hits today. They have one double, the extra base hit from Kyle Nevin. Others have been singles. No score, top eight. Can Johnston keep it tied? 1-0. Right down the chute. Bottom of the zone, strike one. Fastball, fastball from Johnston as he takes the cap off his head, wipes the sweat off of his forehead, and now places it back on. He's ready to go. Diagonally standing, third base side of the slab. Glove in front of his face. Kicks, turns, throws. Breaking ball, dropped in beautifully. Bottom of the zone. Pretty. Right on the edge. Knee high. One ball, two strikes on Miller. And this pitch upcoming. The biggest pitch of the game to this point. Second and third, two outs for the Loons. They're trying to break the scoreless tie. Johnston trying to keep this game tied up at zero. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And a big pump of enthusiasm from Johnston. 7 strikeouts, and he gets back-to-back of the 2 and 3 hitters to keep this game scoreless. Let's head to the bottom of the 8th in Michigan State Capitol.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
The show goes on to the bottom of the 8th. No score between the Lugnuts and the Loons here at Jackson Field. And Lansing buck that trend. Here's Calvin Bautista, the lefty into the game. First pitch. Cole Kahn takes it down low. Ball one. How many extra innings will we potentially play today? We played 12 yesterday. We are deadlocked through 7.5 today. The pitch. Down low. Did I strike a nerve there? Extra innings on a getaway day? Couldn't be me, right? I wouldn't do that. We'll see if something changes. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball is in there. Strike one. Jesse, would you like to play a game?
What is this, Saw? Yes, I'd love to.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. 2-1. That's outside. 3-1. Well, the game consists of a quick question for you.
Game on.
How many extra base hits do the Lugnuts have in this series against the Loons without looking? 3-1. Sent out high, center field. Vogel is going back. He's at the track. Little bunny hop, and he picks the catch in dead center. Cole Kahn has punished the baseball 3 times to deep parts of the park, and they've been caught every single time. One down. Back to you.
I'm going to guess 2. I'm going to guess a double today and a double by Masterman in the first game.
You win.
Oh, hey, all right.
Your prize? I don't know.
Respect.
The pitch. Breaking ball down low. Ball one to Danny Bautista Jr. Yeah, respect is good, but you know you've already earned respect around here. 1-0 pitch. That is in there. Strike one from Calvin Bautista. Another battle of the Bautistas. You'll love to see it. 1-1. Down low. 2 balls and a strike. When these two battled earlier this week, Bautista on the mound won. See if Danny Bautista Jr. can get some payback. He does have one of those 2 extra base hits. Double in his last AB. The pitch. Up high outside. A ball away from getting a board. Lansing hasn't had a base hit since that 5th inning double from Bautista. They've only had 2 hits today. 0-0 in the bottom of the 8th. What is happening today? 3-1 pitch. Squared through the right side. Base hit. Bautista Jr. does get the victory in the Bautista-Bautista battle. He is aboard. 2 of the 3 hits today for the Nuts. Oh, Danny boy. Great walk-up song for Johnny Butler. Johnny Butler 0-for-2 with a walk and a swipe. Throw back to first. No problem for Bautista Jr. to get back in there. So much room out in the outfield. The ball, as it was hit out to right center, triple tally. Got a chance to score Bautista Jr. from first base. Pitch home. Lifted back, foul towards the sweets. And it's just below them. Strike one to Butler. The other hit today came from Ryan Lasko back in the third. So, three lug nut hits. Lasko in the third, Bautista Jr. in the fifth. Bautista Jr. just moments ago here in the eighth. No runs in this game. None. None whatsoever. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. 1-1. Repeating to you, no runs have been scored. Lansing held to just two runs yesterday in 12 innings and only four hits, and they scored just two runs in seven hits on Friday. 1-1. It's outside. You know, I thought the series against West Michigan in West Michigan started on Tuesday in that pitcher-friendly park. Not here at hitter-friendly Jackson Field are we seeing these low offensive numbers.
Look, if you can't score runs here, you're in trouble in West Michigan.
Ooh-wee. Yes, indeed. Throw back to first again, and Bautista Jr. in standing. Trying to get the crowd into this one. It's a good game, anybody's game. But it has been ruled by the Kings of the Hill. The pitchers. 2-1. Sent back, and that's up, sweet level. Two balls, two strikes on Johnny Butler here. Bright red socks for Calvin Bautista. Pulled up. He's got the red Nikes on his feet. Two-two. Popped up foul third base side. He's straightened it out. Just a little bit more, but still out of play. Ryan Lasko waits on deck. Runner at first, one out, bottom eight, and a 2-2 count. The pitch, there goes Bautista Jr., sprayed foul up into the clouds, third base side again. It's kind of a shame we have no runs today, but we're at a slower pace than yesterday's game. We had come to the ninth inning coming up on 2 hours. We're over 2 hours in here in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch home. Breaking ball, he kept the bat back. Yes, they do check, and Garrett Nelson confirms. Three balls, two strikes.
A three-hour game to play 12 innings is amazing.
Pretty remarkable, huh? Johnny Butler has had long at-bats today. Third time out of his four ABs, he's drawn a 3-2 count. Here's the pitch, there goes Bautista. It's fouled off. We will do it again. So aggression from Craig Conklin, trying to get the runners in motion.
You notice everything is away from Butler, who has so much power to right center. And Great Lakes is trying to get him to hit the ball off to the left side. If he's able to pull, that right center gap is gaping.
Yes, it is. Can he find it? Again, a 3-2 pitch. Here it is. Lifted out to left, hit well. Newell is going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. Jumps, and it goes off of his glove, and it's down. Bautista Jr. waved around by Craig Conklin. The throw from Noah Miller. It's cut off. Bautista Jr. is in safe. Off to third goes Butler. He's safe under the tag of Dennison. We have a run. Lansing is in front in the eighth.
Adam, I don't know about that decision by the first baseman, Nevin, to cut the throw home. There's a play at the plate on Danny Bautista Jr., but he cut it to try to throw out Butler at third. In the end, neither one worked out for Great Lakes.
I completely agree. I was very surprised that ball was cut. First pitch to Ryan Lasko is taken in there for strike one. And now the Loons infield is in. Lansing, after not scoring a run, could potentially snag two here. Still only one out. The pitch, bounded foul, third base side. No balls, two strikes. It's a double for Johnny Butler, his 19th, plus the RBI on a ball that it looked like Newell had a chance. Well, he did have a chance to catch it. It ticked off his glove. Falling back towards the wall on the jump. 0-2. Check swing, and it is just outside. The appeal not given by Nelson, says he didn't offer. One ball, two strikes. One-two pitch. Bounces in front of the plate. 2-2. So how about that? Just the third extra base hit for the Nuts this weekend. And it has given them the lead. And once again, for a second straight game, Lansing has taken the lead in the bottom of the eighth. Yesterday, they gave it up in the ninth. Can they potentially take a two-run lead? 2-2 pitch. Outside.
At this point, I'm expecting Will Johnston to pitch the ninth inning for the Nuts. That's an important insurance run 90 feet away.
A massive one, no question about it. Especially with the Loons and the way they come back in games. 3-2, swing and a miss. Lasko goes down, a fastball at the top of the zone. Two outs. The reason the Loons are able to come back in games, they have home run ability. They're trying to keep this a one-run game because they're going to the bullpen. That is it for Calvin Bautista as Jair Fernandez is out there, the manager. And they will bring in the other Calvin. Calvin Ramirez coming in, the 6'4", 185-pound, 23-year-old from Venezuela to try and get this final out against Eurybio Angeles.
It's an unusual Loons bullpen this year, and especially right now, that they don't have the same kind of dominant arms that we've seen from them in the past. So these are the players that they're riding, and they especially trust Ramirez in a right-on-right situation, which is what we're about to see. Kelvin Ramirez against Eurybio Angeles.
It's a big point in this game. Again, I mean, it's massive for Lansing to squeeze out a win here. They had won four straight, trending back into the 500 mark direction. And then the Loons come in here who've been scuffling themselves, and they take the first two games. And Lansing, again, had a chance to win last night to force a rubber match today. Gave up the lead in the ninth after they've just taken it in the eighth, and then eventually didn't score in any of the extra innings. They lost in 12, 6-2. And now again, a second straight game, they get the lead in the eighth. But can they give themselves a little padding and get one more? The big out there, though, is Lasko. Because, again, with one out, you're just hoping you can put it in play, even if there's an out, get that run home. But now it is going to take a two-out hit against Calvin Ramirez. The righty in here trying to keep this game at 1-0. Ramirez ERA sits just over 3.5. Seven saves in 9 opportunities this year. And he also has 2 holds. He's given up 4 home runs, 42 strikeouts, 15 walks. He faces Eurybio Angeles. Doesn't strike out much. The pitch slides away. Ball 1. Angeles 0-3 today. Everything has been put in play by Eurybio. 38 strikeouts this year for Angeles and 323 at-bats. Runner at third, 2 outs, 1-0. On the ground right side, to his left, Mongelli sweeps it up on the fringe, wings to first in time. It was put in the right spot, but just not hit hard enough. Lansing settles for 1 on 2 hits. The RBI double, the big one Johnny Butler gets after Chris Newell couldn't make the jumping catch. We head to the ninth, Lansing 3 outs away from a win. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler to tell you if they get it.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Now to the ninth inning. 1-0 Lugnuts now leading the Great Lakes Loons on a Johnny Butler go-ahead RBI double. Yesterday, the Lugnuts brought a 2-1 lead to the ninth. The Loons tied it, forced extras, 1-12. Great Lakes has won the first two games of this three-game mini-series. Today, the Lugnuts, three outs away from preventing a sweep. 4-5-6 batters Newell, Nevin, and Mongelli against the lefty Will Johnston. Back to the mound for his fourth inning of work out of the pen. Third baseman Mann comes in. Lefty, the pitch to Chris Newell. Fastball rides up and in. Newell is 0-4 today. He's grounded out twice. He has struck out once. Struck out looking against Johnston his last time. The pitch. That breaks in for a called strike. Will has struck out seven batters through three scoreless innings. A double allowed in the seventh, a single and a walk allowed in the eighth. Runners left at second and third. He fires the 1-1. Went around too far on the off speed down low. Strike two. Jacob Waters fanned 6 4⅔ scoreless. Garrett Irvin struck out the only batter that he faced. And now seven whiffs so far for Johnston. Those three pitchers combined strike out 9 consecutive Loons from the 4th through the 7th. The all-important 9th inning. The pitch to Newell. A ground ball on the right side. Simpson off his line to go take it. And then the race to first barely wins it. It got tight. Had to skip the feet out of the way. But Newell is at number 1.
I love it, man. Will Johnson is pitching great. He's pitching with raw emotion. Remember, 2nd and 3rd for the Loons. In the top of the eighth with one out, and he got back-to-back strikeouts against the 2-3 hitters. So they're trying to let him go here and see if he can close this thing out.
The right-hander Hunter Bro, just in case, is writing in the pen. One out, nobody on, 1-0 Nuts. The pitch to Kyle Nevin. Fastball up and away. Let's talk splits. Nevin, his last time up, he doubled against Johnston. He's the first of 5 consecutive right-handed batters. Johnston a lefty. 1-0 is on its way. High fly ball, deep left center field. Lasko heads back. He's got room in front of the Miller Lite sign to make the catch. 2 gone. So Johnston of 6 home runs allowed this year with Lansing. 4 of them have been by righties. But Adam, right-handers hitting 206 coming in compared to lefties hitting 344.
Again, I like the way he's pitching, and I agree with the decision to keep him out there. We'll see if he can finish it off. But he has earned the opportunity with how well he has done since taking over in the 6th inning.
One out away from a 1-0 win. Sam Mongelli takes ball 1. Buried the splitter to start it. Mongelli is 1-for-3, fled out to deep center against Johnston 2 innings ago. Just missed one. The 1-0. That breaks high. Slider. Right now, it's Johnny Butler's one out, tie-breaking RBI double in the eighth, the game's only run. Johnston throws. Ground ball down toward third. That's a foul ball. Man backhanded and fired it across. Practice makes perfect. That's strike one. We are currently 2 hours and 18 minutes into this game. Sam Mangeli is walking back to the dugout. I think the man might need a new piece of lumber. Let's see. Yep. Broke his bat. And Noah Miller comes out to help him out.
Miller the caveman.
Or lumberjack. Two balls, one strike on Mangeli. We think of the Oakland A's in terms of long hair, great facial hair, everything like that. The Great Lakes Loons, they can represent the facial hair and the long hair. The Dodgers affiliate. Well, Johnston shaved his mustache. The Texas A&M Aggie drafted last year. And the green and the gold lets it fly. And it's inside. Three balls and a strike on Mangeli. The man on deck, the number seven hitter, Luis Rodriguez. Outfield is deep, straight up. Johnston's pitch, swing and a miss. How about the slider down it in? And that was going to be ball four.
It's working today. Everything is working for Johnston, and it would just be the perfect ending if he can get one more strikeout, because Lansing's pitching today, they've racked them up.
The crowd is ready. Mangeli steps in. Two outs. Base is clear. Top of the ninth. 1-0 Nuts. And the pitch is on its way. A ground ball hopping to short. Rim service off Andales. Feathers to first. And this game is over. Put the brooms away. No sweep for the Loons. Your final score from Jackson Field. The Lugnuts 1. The Loons nothing. A pitching dominated series. Johnny Butler's double tells the difference.
Yeah, it does. I tell you what, Loons pitched the ball extraordinarily in this three-game set. And Lansing, they just struggled to get hits. They struggled to get runs. They struggled to get guys in when they were in scoring position. But at the end of the day, when they needed it, they got it in the eighth. And Will Johnston, what a performance today. Waters, Irvin, strikeouts galore. I mean, all of it, but Johnston closed it out, and he went the distance, man. What a performance.
Your final totals today. For the victorious Lansing Lugnuts, one run, four hits, no errors. 0-9 with runners in scoring position. Five runners left on, but the Lugnuts improve to 11-13 this half, 43-46 for the year. The win to Will Johnston with four scoreless innings, two hits, one walk, seven strikeouts. Jacob Waters, 4 2/3 scoreless, the starter. He struck out six. Garrett Irvin, one batter faced, one strikeout in between. A combined three-pitcher, five-hit shutout, 14 strikeouts. On the other side for the Great Lakes Loons, just one run allowed came in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kelvin Bautista put the runner on, single by Danny Bautista Jr. And then Johnny Butler doubled in Bautista Jr. off the glove of the leaping left fielder Chris Newell. What, no post-game interview? 1-0, the Lugnuts win. 2 hours and 20 minutes. This was in front of a crowd of 6,021, so over 6,000 for all three games of this series. The Loons fall to 10-13, 44-45 overall for the year. For the Great Lakes Loons, goodbye from Lansing, Michigan. They head home. They'll host the Lake County Captains the next six. We'll see them in Midland, August 6th through August the 11th. The Lugnuts go to West Michigan next before returning home July the 30th, opening up a six-game series against the Dayton Dragons. It was just Johnny Butler, RBI double, bringing in Danny Bautista Jr. Adam, briefly, your thoughts on Jacob Waters, who started this. Maybe a brief mention to the brief great work done by Garrett Irvin. And then a lasting thought on the man who concluded things, Will Johnston.
I said it at the top, maybe around the third inning or so, we may be watching Jacob Waters' best performance of the year. It's certainly up there. I mean, he came out throwing strikes and nothing but strikes. Remember that first inning, 6 pitches, 6 strikes. Through 2 innings, 22 pitches, 17 strikes. I mean, he finishes the day, 67 pitches, 47 strikes. A guy that has been up and down with his commands. He pitched phenomenal today. And Lansing, a team that has struggled with their offense rarely, but this weekend they have. They needed some time for their offense to come through. Waters started it. And then Johnston, man, you go back to that 8th inning, right? I mean, there was a point in this game where Loon's batter struck out 9 times in a row over the stretch of Waters, Irvin, and Johnston. But the key moment came in that 8th inning, both the top and the bottom. The top, runners at 2nd and 3rd, 1 out, and Johnston has to face the 2 and 3 batters in Lorenzo and Miller. He K's both of them, and then Lansing uses that momentum to get their lone run, the only run in this game, in the bottom of the 8th. Johnston and Waters, the MVPs of this game.
What an A's weekend was just held here, and it ends with the victory. We will see you in West Michigan, or at the very least, you will hear us in West Michigan coming up on Tuesday, and then back home a week from Tuesday. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, man. We'll see you out west.
For Adam Jaxa and knowledgeable Nate Miller behind us, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lugnuts over the Loons 1-0. Take care. Have a great weekend from Jackson Field. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Take care. Go Nuts.